start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. My name is Jay Allen. If you're not familiar with our podcast, our discussions are normally centered around safety cultures and how you can change your organization by focusing on your culture of safety. Today, our topic is mostly related to changing the culture inside of your organization. The first question you have to ask yourself is, what does your culture look like currently inside of your workforce? As you think of that, now, is this something that is sustainable? Is this something that's currently working at your physical location? Is this something that's currently working inside of your organization? If the answer is no, we might be able to take a look at this problem and solve it together. If your current organization has an issue related to safety, meaning the lack thereof, or there is no safety programs, or the programs that are in place do not work, we need to continue this conversation. As organizations look more and more into safety, now with standards in place such as the International Standard of 45001, companies need to understand that the highest level executive will be held personally liable for any issues related to safety inside of a company. Now, with this being the mindset, now we need to talk about how can these changes go into place. First and foremost, you have to have upper management buy-in. That deals from anyone from the CEO down. And I say this with the intention of having the understanding that safety needs to be part of the forefront of your company. If you're inside of a meeting and within the first two paragraphs worth of words, the word safety has not been brought up or discussed, but revenue and the operation has, then there is a culture that is not focusing on safety. These are the items that we need to focus on. And that comes from having a growth mindset. So that is understanding that you need to have certain failures inside of the company to make sure that you can be able to proceed. Now, when people normally hear about failures, that's not a conversation that they want to hear tied into safety. Most of the times when we talk about failures related to safety, we are talking about items that are related to graceful failures. We don't want to have a catastrophic failure, but we want to have a graceful failure. Keep in mind that mindsets and perceptions related to safety need to change. As we speak today, most people in most companies have the mindset of there is a person that oversees safety or there is a department that oversees safety, and those are normally have the mentality of, this is the rule enforcer. This is the person that's going to push all this forward, and we need to make sure that we have everything up to par to make sure that this person is going to be happy or this department is going to be happy on what they're looking for. What I have seen throughout organizations that I've worked for is sometimes when I go in to do audits or I'm going to visit a location, they'll purposely leave one item that will bring a lot of attention that's might be a potential safety issue, for me to focus on that and not focus on something else that might be there. And that's the mentality that we want to change from. It's not going into a facility and focusing only on, hey, what is the failure that I'm looking for? Okay, I did my due diligence because I found something wrong. It's really having the understanding of this mindset, of this growth mindset of we need to change the way that we actually take a look at some of these structures and some of the ways that we actually focus on what we're doing. So you might be sitting there going, what exactly is the growth mindset?
This podcast is sponsored by Oasis, a Paychex company. Oasis provides small and medium-sized businesses with an all-in-one solution to simplify back-office complexities like payroll, benefits, HR, and compliance. Let Oasis take care of the HR administration so you can focus on growth, your customers, and continue to run your business fearlessly. Learn more at oasisadvantage.com/podcast.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Growth mindset, people believe that most basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Brains and talent are just starting points. This view creates a love of learning and a resilience that is essential for great accomplishments. But what happens is most people use something called the fixed mindset. And this is how the theory goes. Believing that you are either intelligent or unintelligent is a simple example of that mindset. So the mindset really revolves around of either we're good at something or we're bad at something. We're either intelligent or we're unintelligent. And those mindsets have a big factor onto how you perceive things and how you'll do things going forward. So if you and your company currently believe that you're bad at safety, the mindset going into safety will always be, we're bad at it, so we're kind of trying to do something, maybe it'll work. But if you go in with the mindset that I am willing to learn as an organization, I am willing to learn as a person, and focus that particular mentality or mindset when it comes to safety, you'll be able to go further. That might change some of the behavior, some of the culture. Now, keep in mind, there will always be failures when it comes to safety. There is no safety system that is developed that is 100% perfect. You cannot predict every issue or safety component that could occur inside of a workforce. It is impossible to predict. If someone tells you otherwise, they are lying. If someone turns around and tells you that 96% of all accidents are preventable, that is a lie. I will tell you that one more time. If someone tells you that 96% of all accidents are preventable, that is a lie. That is the mindset of someone going in and believing that workers are going into a location, to a workplace, with the intention of being hurt. Now, you do have the rare examples where somebody might actually try to commit workers' comp fraud. I am talking about the average employee, team member that is in your group that goes into work. They are not going in with the intentions of being injured. They are not going in with the intentions of being hurt. If you can take that mind frame or that mindset and change the way that the behavior and the culture of your company looks at these items, you will go further down the path. I know that safety is not the most exciting subject to talk about, but also at the same time, it plays a crucial portion inside of what your company's behavior and the outcomes of certain things that will occur. Most of the time, people don't want to talk about safety. They tend to get down when they talk about safety. Man, I've even been to meetings where they have the safety person come in. They'll say, you have 5 minutes to talk. You have 2 or 3 minutes to talk, because they don't want to talk about safety, because they know that there's a cost that ties into it. But also with those costs, there's a benefit. The funny part is that your safety programs and your safety department, regardless of what kind of revenue they might save your company, if you are not tracking your trends, there will be no way for you to ever to determine what they did from the previous year. The other funny part is, with some of the mentalities and some of the mind frames or some of the mindsets and some of the changing that they try to do when they're implementing these programs, If they're able to change a behavior of an employee, that will assist you in saving money as a company. That's not something that's tangible. What we tend to forget is your safety department, your safety managers, and your safety directors are essentially, they are salespeople. They're selling you something that you cannot touch, that you cannot feel. They are selling you something that is a concept. But these concepts, depending on where they're getting their information from, are valid concepts. Sometimes people don't understand that portion because it's like, well, how do we know that's going to work? Well, you might have the mind frame that you're not sure if it's going to work, but the only way that you're going to know that if it's going to work is if you put it in place. We can sit here all day and talk about the greatest plans, perceptions, and programs. Just because you put them into a workplace doesn't mean that they're going to work 100%. Keep in mind, there will always be failures when it comes to safety. This is why I always say you want the graceful failures. You want the graceful finish. You want them to be one of these things that they are able to do inside of a workforce. If you write out this great script, you write out this great program, this great procedure, and you do not have the buy-in of your team members, of your employees, the people that are doing the work, and they say, hey, this is not something that we can actually do. It's great as a concept, but it's something that needs to be fixed. These are the things that you need to look at as a work group. It's not something that just can go and you say, okay, it's cool because we developed it here. No. We have the concepts wrong. What we need to do is focus on getting those things resolved and making sure that we are having the buy-in from our team members that are actually doing the work. Those are the people that need to look at the programs and the procedures. If you have a safety committee and they're not part of your current safety committee, you need to add some of those people from the workforce that are doing the work to make sure that those processes are being done. The other portion that you need to think of, just because you develop one program does not mean that you cannot go back in and change it a little bit to make it go more into the direction of what you need. These are the concepts that sometimes safety professionals forget. What I tend to hear a lot of is people out in the field will go in, build a particular procedure or a policy, and then they realize that it did not work. It's not something that can be maintained or something that works within that work group. And the fear becomes that if I change it, the people that I report to might question that what I was doing was wrong, or I don't understand what I'm doing. So then there's that level of fear. If I change it, what's going to be thought of me as a safety professional? Well, those are the mindsets that we need to get away from. We need to understand there will always be changes inside of our safety programs. If you actually keep your safety program exactly how it was 5 years ago, you're probably going to run into a problem because safety is constantly changing. You always have new things that could potentially cause an issue inside of the workforce. People will always try to take a look at items and see if there's ways around it until something major happens. Sometimes you'll have people that'll come in and be like, hey, that's not the mindset that they actually have when they go in there. So those are the things that you need to think about. With that being said, I know this is a lot of information in a very, very short period of time. I could sit here for a very long time and have this conversation in regards of what's important about safety. But if you really want to think about safety, think about it from the growth mindset. It plays a huge factor because at the end of the day, it's really based around human performance. If you think about safety, the growth mindset and human performance will play a big factor into it. Human performance is the most meaningful work that I will ever do and the greatest thing that I've ever had the opportunity to teach. And that's talking about in a workforce environment. That's not talking about a personal life, of course. I truly do appreciate you taking the time today to listen to the Safety FM podcast. If you did enjoy the podcast today, please make sure to follow us either on Twitter at Safety FM, on Facebook at Safety FM, or you can always go to our website at safetyfm.com. And depending on what podcast service you listen to, give us a review. Let us know what you think. And if you really enjoyed it, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. We appreciate it. And until next time, I have been your safety manager and host. My name is Jay Allen. Be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.